you're leaving. Maybe I'm grieving. But if you wanna leave, take good care. Hope you have a lot of nice things to wear. But then a lot of nice things turn bad out there.
Listeners out there, all 11. Oh dear, it's more than usual. I don't want to know what that means for those of you who are up and listening and how your finals are going. But oh boy, this happens. Anyways, well, good morning. I'm Sam Collins, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio Show. It's good 5 in the morning, and we're gonna start listening to this is my show Dancing Bears, where we just do an hour of the Grateful Dead, and it's fantastic. And in particular, we're actually celebrating an anniversary, a birthday, if you will. Back in 1977, it's actually tomorrow, that's okay. Specifically, May 8th, 1977, the Grateful Dead played a pretty epic live performance. Actually kind of near here in at Cornell in Ithaca, New York. And it's my personal favorite, all-time favorite Dead album. Ask me any day, anytime. Well, Skull and Roses is always up there. But ask me any day, anytime. And it's probably Cornell. And we're gonna show you why. We're gonna play some favorites and show you what's good with them. All right, so I guess without further ado, sit back, relax, and this is about a 5-song sequence starting after the third song. Although this isn't one of my favorite openers that the Dead does anyway, so we're just gonna treat it like an opener. This is Jack Straw.
Thank you. Even though you, you and me.
Ooh. some good tunes have been played this morning. In order, you listen to, again, off of, today we're playing Cornell. This is a thank you to the Dead, and this is a tribute to their album from May 8th, 1977. In order, you had Jack Straw, and then probably the greatest deal I've heard on live album that I know of. Deal is it's a Jerry song, actually. And wow, I love that live recording of it. Getting us into the mood of the Cornell album, just some little fun facts. So obviously this album is it's a live album. It was actually just released last year from the vaults, and it was obviously recorded, I've said this many times, but May 8th, 1977, at the Barton Hall at Cornell University in Ithaca, New York. And it was released as a 3-disc CD and a 5-disc vinyl just last year. And it actually was selected for inclusion in the National Recording Registry of the Library of Congress. Again, this is considered one of their best albums. Ask any Deadhead. Ask my dad, in fact. I was just looking, I don't know why this is a fact that's there, but I was looking around, and the general admission concert ticket to see them cost $7.50 back then. That actually seems like a lot to see the Dead. But remember, at this point, they had really, kind of made their debut. In fact, the band had actually taken a break between 1973 and, not between 1973 and 74, after 1974, the band kind of took a short break because of, I don't know if you know, but Pigpen, their keyboardist, and kind of a really founding member, had passed away, right after the kind of famous Europe 72 tour. And so the band had kind of taken a break around 75, and then had just come back together and had been absolutely just incredible. And they were one of the kind of claim to fame of that live album was actually from the original soundboard recordings by Betty Cantor Jackson, well known, and again a fan favorite of just like kind of really understanding the sound of the Grateful Dead. They took a break after Pigpen, and then came back together, and you know, kind of later in 77, of course, you've got Terrapin Station on this album. I'm not going to play it this morning, but you know, Estimated Profit is already in there. Terrapin Station was kind of already circling and being like in circulation in their live tours, which was pretty incredible. Enough talk, we're gonna get back to it. This next kind of sequence is pretty incredible. It's not a transition. They sometimes talk about these seamless transitions that'll come a little later in our set list this morning, but this is a really nice kind of lazy lightning into Supplication into Brown Eyed Woman. Enjoy.
It's like the getting going.
That's one of my favorites. I know it's also a favorite of Ben Thorne, who I have the pleasure of talking about the dead a lot with, and other friends. Anywho, we're at that point in the show when we like to talk to you about, well, today I'm going to be talking to you about pedestrian safety. This is your life-saving PSA from your friends at WMFO in Medford. Pedestrian safety is a two-way street. Both drivers and walkers need to do their part to keep the roads safe. This is something I very much believe in because I go running a lot in the mornings, and it's good to be aware of the cars and give them room, and they'll give your room. When you're driving, drive at safe speeds, drive alert, and always scan the road and sidewalks ahead for pedestrians. It's the law to stop for pedestrians when they're crossing at both marked crosswalks and intersections. And for you walkers out there, or runners, remember that drivers may not see you, and continue to watch for traffic as you cross. Always use crosswalks and obey all traffic signals. I hope everyone is ready for the summer to come and to wash over. And for those of you staying in Medford, that it's just a time where you walk around at night and have good dinners on porches and stuff like that. It's going to be a blast. For those of you traveling elsewhere, safe travels. And hope wherever you're going, whatever you're doing, it's what you want to be doing. Well, with that, we're gonna end out the show. For those of you looking at the time, yes, it is 5:37, and when I say end out the show, it's because this next one, two, three songs is kind of long. It's a good classic sequence off of the third part of the of their three-part disc. And my personal favorite from the Dead, I love, so off of that, this is something that Skull and Roses and Cornell have in common. They have some pretty epic Not Fade Away songs. Off of Skull and Roses, it's Not Fade Away into Going Down the Road Feeling Bad. And here off of Cornell, you're gonna hear this sequence. It's killer. It's kind of one of my favorite sequences. They played a lot live these days in concert. Speaking of which, the Dead are gonna be going on a summer tour, so stay tuned. It's very exciting. I'm very excited, Dead & Co. But this is going to be St. Stephen into Not Fade Away, back into St. Stephen. I know. I'm just as ready for it as you are. I know. Without further ado, I hope you guys all enjoy your day. This is me kind of signing off, and yeah, I hope everyone's finals weeks goes well. Keep going. We're almost there. And more importantly, enjoy your summers. It's gonna be epic. Well, with that, enjoy. Thank you.
baby.